The following podcast contains adult themes and languages and is suitable for mature audiences only. Shrimp dick fuck nuggets! Welcome to the PZ85 After Dark Podcast.
Oh shit, we don't even have time for a song there. She just went straight into it.
My bad.
It could be edited out.
The song is playing now while we talk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it'll be instrumental.
Fuck it!
Are we recording currently?
We're recording. We're live, pal.
Well.
Jesse wanted Mandy to say, what was it?
Shrimp dick fuck nuggets.
Shrimp dick fuck nuggets.
It's one of my favorite insults, you shrimp dick fuck nugget.
I need to know where the origin of shrimp dick fuck nugget came from.
There's a fantastic...
And my God, if you didn't know this show was uncensored already, good lord.
There exists abridged versions of animes.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Like, some of them are great, some of them are pretty bad.
50% off.
The DBZ abridged, I highly recommend everybody look into. It's second hilarious.
That. Calvin even, made me watch some of that.
Yeah. Yeah, even if you dislike Dragon Ball Z, it's freaking hilarious. Attack on Titan abridged is where that little gem comes from.
And many, many amazing more.
Yeah, the downside is, like, Funimation shut them down, so they haven't been able to do a sequel to it. But the first episode is up there, like, it's out on the internet, and it is amazing.
You will not stop
in
laughing.
In other words, they didn't ask permission beforehand.
No, of course not,
because I'm sure with the content of that they don't want that out there.
But the funny thing is, like, DBZ actually likes it. Like, all the voice actors have talked about it. They've even talked to Chris Sabat about, like, doing a little bit of, like, voice acting. He's the voice of Piccolo and Vegeta.
Okay. Well, yeah. Is it Team Four Stars the one that does this?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Team Four Star also does Attack on Titan abridged.
Yeah. It's glorious.
And they do it with, like, a few other people. Like, I think Little Karibo is in with that one. And
Little Karibo.
I think that's... Is it Lindsay?
I don't know. 50% off is the only one I watch regularly.
No, fair enough.
Who the fuck is Little Karibo?
I think that's what his name is. He started the Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged, which is another really popular one that I haven't watched.
God.
The Pokemon abridged is also at least a few parts of that.
I watched one episode of
really
Sailor
funny.
Moon abridged and said, no, thank you, click.
Well, I haven't watched any of that one. But the Pokemon abridged one has a few, like, fantastic moments
in it. The Sword Art Online one's pretty decent, too.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
I like the Sword Art Online one.
I've never laughed so hard so many times because I've rewatched it. And mind you, the Attack on Titan one's, like, what, 30 minutes long,
something
probably?
Something like that, yeah.
But it's the most fantastic thing ever.
I don't know. I really like the 50, what is it, 50% off?
I can't look at Nagisa the same way at all because I just hear Little Thug Boy out
of
him.
Like, that genuinely makes me laugh,
he's like,
so.
Business.
Like, if you're in a bad mood, just turn on Attack on Titan abridged and you're happy.
Feel better.
I look at kittens.
Mm-hmm. That also works.
That's there a true. Kittens abridged?
Probably.
A kitten rolls over,
it's
like, what's up, fuck nugget?
Shrimp dick. Wait, Mother Teresa on the hood of a Mercedes Benz.
That's another one.
It's got so many good ones.
So welcome to the show. Podzilla After Dark. And let me introduce the panel for tonight. Mandy Kennedy.
Hey, I already overtook him, so.
You did. You ran with it. You ran with that shit. So you did the Get Out Challenge.
You gave me the power, and I just went with it.
Have you guys seen the Get Out Challenge?
No.
So, okay, that movie Get Out by Jordan Peele, mm-hmm. which it's the horror movie.
Okay,
from the guy from the Key and Peele.
Yeah.
Well, apparently there's a scene in the movie where this black guy's running at the camera and then turns and runs away. And that has become the new internet meme. It's the Get Out Challenge, and it's just black people in all places running towards the camera and then turning. And mostly it's them falling and tripping because they can't
turn that fast.
Yeah, because they're like, it's raining and it's slippery. So it's very funny.
We could have done it tonight.
Jesse Kimmel's at the end of the table.
Hey.
Hi. And then Lindsay Wolfgang playing, what is that game called?
Flow. And it's Free Flow.
Free Flow.
I think. I don't know. It's really annoying, and I'm on all the hard levels now.
So Lindsay is free flowing.
To the right of us. No.
That's an image nobody needed.
No. No.
Because there's no way for that to be good.
Just stop. No.
I should have kept the handle on the show, huh?
You should have. I blame you. I blame you for the show going off the rails.
I took it off immediately.
Yeah.
This is what happens when I only get it once in a while.
So...
Come in here and wreck things. The show, don't even.
Damn it! You gotta watch what you say on this show. Because I will turn that into the intro.
I don't do things
in the old days.
I'm not even going to go to
sleep. Oh, I remember the old days. Like, Dalton is still paranoid every single time that he's in here recording. It's like, wait, is this recording? No. Oh, God.
I remember Asa getting on to him that one time. It's like, I don't know. Is Shannon at the laptop? Then he's probably recording. Stop saying stupid things.
There for a while, like, we could, like... It was pretty easy to bait you into it because we could see you're like, hold on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'd be ready to click at any second. But Dalton would still do it because mm-hmm. Dalton's not that bright. The heart of the Ghostbusters is what he is. So we're recording this a little bit late because Jesse and Mandy just got back from Carbondale.
Yep.
Yes.
Now tell us why you went to Carbondale because I think it's in itself is a funny story.
All right. So here's what happens. So Mandy goes to Best Buy here in Cape on Tuesday. When Moana released on Blu-ray.
Which Lindsay and I just watched the other day.
I liked it. Yes.
Fantastic movie.
It's a good movie.
Love that movie. So, Mandy and I have been excited for the release of this film since we saw it in theaters.
Yeah.
So good. So very enjoyable. So, she went because she knew there were going to be exclusive Steelbooks at Best Buy. She got like an ad or something like that and we had seen them. And they were sold out. I was like, this is the worst news I've received all day.
Yeah.
So, I check on BestBuy.com just to see if we could, like, order one on the internet or anything else. And I saw that Carbondale had some copies. So I'm like, okay, cool. Carbondale's got it. So I went ahead and just, bought them on Best Buy so we could just go pick them up whenever we got a chance, which was tonight. So we drove all the way to Carbondale to get Moana on Steelbook.
Yes.
And, we also got Quattro's Pizza.
And it was the best pizza you've ever had.
No.
It was good.
It was solid. Solid pizza, but
no, why couldn't you just order it and wait for it to come in?
Because it wouldn't ship to Cape.
Why? I don't want to wait any longer. Are you kidding me?
It's funny that you did this because just what, a week ago, I did the exact same thing with this computer where they were like, well, we have one in Carbondale. And I was like, screw it. Order it. I'll go get it. And I drove to Carbondale just to pick up the computer and came back.
We actually saw there were more of those computers. I was trying to talk Stephen Bright into getting it.
Oh, is he with you guys?
Yeah. He was with us. Stephen and Andrew came along.
And funny enough, Best Buy had a Steelbook left on their shelf, too. So I snagged it anyways and gave it to Andrew. So all three of us walked out with Steelbook copies.
Everyone but Stephen.
And I
found... Oh, God, the tractor.
We forgot to unplug the tractor. Mandy, go.
All right, go.
Mandy's got it. Okay. Oh, God, be careful, though. She's so little and spry.
She is. And she's back.
Oh, she slid too.
Hey.
She got style points.
She did. It's Jet Grind Gaming Grounds.
I will beat all of you. And we also bought Jesse Doctor Strange because they had a sweet ass steelbook as well.
You should let us borrow Doctor Strange because we haven't seen it yet.
I can do that.
I mean, it doesn't have to be tonight because, I bought speakers tonight for my computer, so I'm going to go home and install them.
And he's probably going to be setting up Bob's new computer.
Yes, Bob got his new computer in today. He ordered one from Amazon. It's because he saw mine and...
Did he get that cool looking one?
No,
he didn't. He got his from Amazon from the sound.
Yeah, I don't remember what the name of it is, but it's like mine, but just a little bit better in every way. Because of course it is.
Was it also cheaper than yours?
It was about 1,000. So I think he paid he paid a little bit more. And his is refurbished.
What is yours?
Okay.
Mine's new. I have an Asus.
He basically the alien looking one. Yeah.
And I'm very happy with mine. Like, I'm not going to get jealous of Bob. I'm not.
No, yeah, I mean, like, you both got, like, you got a slick tower. Like,
yeah, I got a good gaming computer. Mm-hmm. There's nothing I've put on there that I can't play at full ultra high settings. I played Star Wars Battlefront ultra high, which is gorgeous, by the way. Even WoW at ultra high settings is still a pretty, pretty game.
You just take the tower covers off
and switch them so you won't know.
Yeah.
And I know what a few of you out there are thinking. Well, Shannon, why didn't you have Jesse just build you a computer and save him some money?
We actually looked into this.
We looked into this. And surprisingly enough, the price that Shannon was going to get on that machine was actually, like, he would have been saving about $50 if I built it, like, from scratch.
Yeah.
Buying all the parts. Granted, like, the video card I found was a hair better, and the processor I had was a hair better. But, yeah, it was still only $50 cheaper.
Well, God, when you say it like that, you make me wonder why I didn't do it.
I mean, like, $50 for the convenience, because you got it, you know, right then.
Convenience of driving to Carbondale to get it, because Best Buy couldn't order it. They had two on display, the one that I wanted and the one that was slightly worse, but I still would have taken it because I was impatient. You know me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And both of those computers, they were like, yeah, we don't have any here.
Then why is it on display?
Can I buy the display unit? We don't sell display units. Okay, can you order me one? Sure. There's none in the stock at all anywhere.
So take it off. So can I have the display?
And when I went back there today, that fucking computer's still on display. I'm gonna have a talk with somebody.
Like just
gonna get some shit done.
Like just talk to Sheridan. And be like, hey, I'm just gonna
take this. Apparently, you guys don't even know what it is.
It's not in your inventory at all.
It's not
anywhere.
In your inventory. Some dude brought it in here and left it. Lindsay needs a new computer. We'll give it to her.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still a solid gaming computer.
Well, I've got the laptop too. That Star Wars laptop that right. I'm recording the show on right now.
I was about to say this Star Wars laptop.
Yeah,
this is
a sweet laptop, but you know, I can run Fallout 4 at medium settings at like 40 frames per second versus Fallout 4 now on ultra high at 60 plus frames per second, maybe 80 frames per second. Uh-huh. You tell me who wins.
Snip, snap.
Snips.
Were you going to say something, Lindsay?
I'm just getting lost in all the computer jargon.
The jargon?
Yeah.
Well, she just quoted Zelda.
Well,
you're talking about Pura, aren't you?
I'm still elsewhere, so yeah.
Were you not talking about Pura?
No.
Have you gotten to Pura yet, Jesse?
No.
The little midget woman?
I haven't, like, where you saw I was the other night, I haven't played since then.
I haven't even played. So.
I took a picture of it because when you're talking to her, there's a part where she goes, snip, snap. And I took a picture of that because I was like, someone in fucking Zelda just said snip snap.
I was like, I've said this before.
You can also, you have a camera in Zelda now. You can take selfies. Here's what I did. I'm not kidding. Here's
what
I did. So you can take pictures of things for your compendium. Mm-hmm. Did I say that right? Compendium? Yeah.
Condominium?
No.
That'd be a house.
Yeah. Like a condo?
No, or compendium, like a book of
a compendium.
Okay. Compendium. What did I say?
Compendium?
Yeah, compendium. Sorry. Fuck it. So you can take pictures of stuff and it registers it to it. And then you can look back on it and it'll tell you their weaknesses. Like it's kind of like a collecting thing. You know, you can collect stuff. So I saw a bokoblin, as I call them. I may be wrong on that. You know what I'm talking about? The little guys. And he was asleep. So I snuck up to him and I stood there behind him and took a selfie with him. And that's what's in my compendium now is my selfie. And then he woke up. And then I killed him.
Oh. He's like, what is that?
He shouldn't have woken up.
Andrew showed me a video today, and you can go up to a dog, and it interacts with you.
Yeah.
And that's the coolest thing ever. So now I need this game.
You can feed it, and it'll follow you.
Yep. You can actually have, like, the dog as, like, a little companion.
You need this game anyway. Zelda Breath of the Wild is one of the best games I've ever played in my life.
It's so really good.
Hands down. I love it so much. Even Nate Smith was in here today, and we were all talking about it, and it made him tolerable.
I mean, like, I almost, like, I want to say I don't believe you, but Breath of the Wild is so good.
It's so good. It brings all cultures together.
Because
Lindsay has
boy,
not played
very intolerant.
I've been watching you play it.
You have, and it looks pretty good. I mean,
I'm sorry that I'm still in the, I've never played a Legend of Zelda game club. Okay.
Well, see, I've never beat one, and I want to beat this one. Yeah. You were waiting for Pokemon to come out on
Seriously.
The Switch. Because
I'm going to be waiting a while.
Yes. Well, I mean, if you want any games, you'll be waiting a while.
Yes. If you want any game other than Zelda, yeah, you're going to be waiting a while.
I don't know. Do you like Neo Geo? Because they just updated the store today. Seven Neo Geo games and the new Blaster Master. Master Blaster. Is it Blaster Master or Master Blaster?
You did this the other day.
Because I don't know. Is it Master Blaster or Blaster Master?
I think it's Master Blaster.
I'm looking it up.
What a wild ride that was.
Well, right. I'm still looking it up, so you guys talk.
So did they really add Neo
it's
Geo
Blaster
games?
Master. Yeah. They added King of Fighters, World Heroes, Nom something.
Who even had a Neo Geo?
No one. That's why they're adding them, so you can play them now. Because like, Neo Geo was expensive. Those games
it
were...
It was.
Yeah, it was bad. Because it was basically... Did you ever see a Neo Geo game?
Yeah.
It's the size of an arcade cabinet almost. Like, because it literally was the board from an arcade cabinet.
Good lord.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Drink my grape soda. Hold on.
Do you remember the, what was it? The Nokia N-Gage.
I was just talking about the N-Gage the other day. Because someone ordered a game, Calvin ordered a game for someone as a gift, and it was a Nokia N-Gage game. And I remember telling my parents, I remember going, no, I need this. It's a phone and a game system.
Mm-hmm.
This is the revolution.
Little did you know.
It was terrible, Lindsay.
Yeah, no,
I can imagine.
The Nokia N-Gage was an abomination, but, where so many people are playing games now on their phones.
Yeah, it's ahead of its time. They had a Duke Nukem game on there.
Yeah, they had some games.
They had licensed games. The Tony Hawk, they had WWE.
But yeah, it just didn't sell.
They set the path.
Because it was so expensive.
And it was so terrible.
Yes.
They were a step up from the Tiger Electronic games.
I had those.
I had a couple of those.
A small step up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, it had better graphics than a Game Boy Advance.
It did. It didn't have, I mean, not better than Game Boy Advance, better than Game Boy. You need to go back and watch. Well, the problem with the Nokia N-Gage was that it was black and white, and the screen itself was a poor quality. Like, the games actually did have better graphics, but the screen was so terrible, you couldn't see anything. It just looked like static.
That makes sense.
It was bad.
Yeah, so Neo Geo, like, I'm really surprised they added Neo Geo games, because just, why?
I think it's just because they were on the virtual console before, and Neo Geo was one of the first ones that was like, we'll do it. We'll do it. You can put our games up.
But what about the Super Nintendo and NES?
It's not even called the virtual console. It's just Neo Geo games. You boot it up and there's just Neo Geo games. It's like, do you want Breath of the Wild? Yeah, $7.99. Like, yeah.
Oh.
To be fair, those games cost $70 in 1998.
That they did.
I've been talking to Lindsay about Zelda because that's all I've talked about for the past few days.
Right.
Yeah.
Is Zelda, Zelda, Zelda. From a guy that doesn't really like Zelda, and now that's all I can talk about because it's that good. And we started, part of the thing we were going to talk about the show tonight was we talked about the Zelda cartoon.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, because we started thinking about video game cartoons.
It was awful, but I looked forward to Fridays on the Super Mario Brothers show because that's when the Zelda episodes were.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't watch this on live cable. I remember we had the VHSs when I was a kid.
I watched it on live cable because I'm older than you.
That's true, you are.
I didn't watch it on live cable. I don't even know what the hell that means.
when it actually aired.
I watched
syndication.
I watched it on Fox because that was the channel it was on.
Uh-huh.
What the hell's live cable?
Same fucking
CNN?
Same normal cable?
Same fucking thing.
Hey. Jeez,
the language in this show. Jesse, what are you doing? Are you rating me?
I watched what are you that talking episode about? The other day.
I love
if you were going to rate me,
would you rate me a 1 or a 5 or would you be a liar?
well, now I'm rating you.
I love the Legend of Zelda cartoon. I loved all those video game cartoons, even though
it was so cheesy.
I have most of them on DVD now.
Most of what I enjoyed as a child was so cheesy.
Which Mario?
Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
Because there's Super Mario Super Show, and then there's Super Mario 3, which we have. And isn't there a World, too, but we never bought it?
Yes, the World was not that good.
None of them
were. It progressively went downhill, though.
Because I think they got rid of the live-action Lua Bano and Danny Wells scenes. Yeah.
Yep, and then they made the episode cut screens like the video game. Like in 3, they switched it to that.
I have this
because I remember
show.
In between the episodes they switched to like the game screen.
So that's cool. And Super Show was really good.
Yeah, Mikey liked it too.
That, and it's hard to believe that actually came out during the time of the first Mario game.
Yeah,
because I always thought it was later, but no, it was really early.
I was in first grade when I remember it airing, so it came out after 2.
Back when Nintendo was taking chances before the Mario movie. And then they stopped taking chances.
I'm trying to remember the only episode that I really remember from the Super Mario Super Show was the one episode where they played Rockin' Robin. I remember that.
I remember a lot of those episodes because they were so
I remember the Great Balls of Fire one and they were in the fire world.
I remember when Koopa was Dracula.
Yeah.
I remember when Ernie, I don't know what that was.
There was a hair sticking out.
Oh.
Yeah, she got a hair off my forehead.
Ernie Hudson showed up as a Ghostbuster, but they couldn't call him a Ghostbuster. So he like had the jumpsuit, but not the logo.
And he's like, you're a buster of specters.
You're a spook buster.
No.
No. No. Oh. Let me go back to my grape soda. No.
Oh.
Oh God.
My stomach hurts already, but I don't know if it's from laughing or hunger.
You know they had a Mortal Kombat cartoon, too?
Yes.
That I don't remember.
I watched that.
What a stupid idea that was. Let's take an M-rated game and make it a kid show.
Did you ever watch the Double Dragon cartoon?
Yes.
Also
terrible.
I loved that cartoon.
Oh.
I loved, look, I understand it was terrible. Don't get me wrong. I fully understand that. But me and my little brother, like, we loved the game Double Dragon, and then they released, the show, and it was just so cool that you had these two brothers
Did you watch the movie?
Yes.
Also terrible.
So bad. Actually rewatched it because they added it to Netflix a few years ago. And I rewatched it because I loved it so much as a kid. And I was like, oh, no.
Asa had that same problem with Turtles 3.
Yeah.
Where he was like, no, it was a good movie. And then he watched it here and he was like, he was just curling ball rocking back.
You could just hear the glass shattering in his psyche. Just, Oh, no.
There's a RoboCop cartoon, too, now that I think about it.
Yep.
Yep, there all was.
They tried to cartoonize everything. Mature.
They had a Police Academy.
I remember that.
There was a WWE or a WWF cartoon.
Uh-huh. Right? Yeah, it's the
Rock and Wrestlers.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that started the Rock and Wrestling Revolution back in the 80s.
Yep.
That and MTV, you know?
Yeah, no, there were a lot of cartoons for a lot of mature stuff.
Mighty Ducks.
Oh, that's right. They did have a cartoon. They were actually ducks from outer space.
Yep.
Fuck that stupid ass show.
Yep. Nah, I loved it. I understand it was terrible.
It's probably better than the terrible shows today. Maybe.
There are a lot of terrible shows today, too. Yeah.
Speaking of that, so today, who was here? Tanner was here. Big T was here. He hung out for a little bit, and that was cool. Allie was here with him. Well, not with him. You know what I'm trying to say.
Mm.
And she was watching a video. I'm like, what are you watching? And I don't know what the hell she was talking about. Maybe you guys will. Probably not Lindsay, because I don't think she watched it, but you guys might have. Apparently, there was a show called Zoe 101.
Yep.
I've heard of it. But I was past that point.
Yeah.
I know. Jamie Lynn Spears.
Well, apparently today, they recently released a video about some kind of time capsule that the last episode they buried, and they opened it and some guy read the note that she wrote about him or something. I don't know. Good. Can we just bury
it then? I never watched the show. Like I knew it was on because I think there were still a couple of Disney shows. Like when Zoe 101 was on the air, there were still a couple of Disney shows I was watching.
Basically, it's a chick and she gets to go to like high school, like, and the campus is like on the beach. And they have a dorm room and stuff. So it's pretty much college, but for high school. So I was really jealous because, you know, she's like having high school on the beach and stuff.
In her bikini.
Yeah.
Learning in her bikini. Yeah. I'm assuming.
But
that's why the boys watch. I didn't watch any of those shows, just for the record.
I watched it.
Because there was like, I watched Clarissa Explains It All.
Uh-huh. Yes.
That was it.
That was a good show.
Was Zoe 101 Disney or Nickelodeon?
I can't remember. I think it was Disney.
It was Disney.
I also want to say it was Disney.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to think of what else I would have watched on Disney Channel back then. Because I know, like, that was still when the Disney Channel original movies were really good.
Yes. What was Clarissa Explains It All? Was that Nick?
Nickelodeon.
That was Nickelodeon. Okay. Yeah. I guess I was more of a Nick person than a Disney person.
I was a Nickelodeon child for the longest time because the Disney Channel being a free thing didn't happen until I was in high school.
Yeah. The only Disney I got to watch was, like, the afternoon
Disney
cartoons.
Disney Afternoon and whatever was on Saturday morning, and then twice a year when they did their free preview, and every other show was a, if you'd like to have this all the time, you can buy the Disney Network. Blah, blah, blah.
Zoe 101 was actually on Nickelodeon.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I may have been watching, like,
I love those free previews, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I watched most of my, I would get home, because we had the huge satellite dish, and I'd get home and just randomly put on HBO, and it would turn on. I'm like, yes! Real sex! Tonight!
You.
When my parents go to bed.
I can just see like young Shannon sneaking out of the room and like, yes.
Watching Real Sex and like every time I hear a noise, turning it back to like the Bible channel. Just watches the Bible, Mom.
That was actually the one I was going to say.
Drake and Josh.
Cause I loved Drake and Josh.
Yeah. Cause fucking Allie found it on Hulu and she's been watching it nonstop.
I love Drake and Josh.
Yeah, I loved that show.
No. Why?
It's so funny.
I don't know.
Drake and Josh is like goddamn Ray J. Johnson.
Like it was really, really funny. Like I really enjoyed watching that show. Like there's still occasionally, there are some mannerisms I copied from Josh Peck and they will come out occasionally. That has happened.
Do it now.
I can't think of any.
Avatar The Last Airbender was playing around that time, and The Fairly Odd Parents, which I thought was
like
Fairly
Odd Parents.
Fairly Odd Parents I liked, but I never got into Avatar.
Never watched Avatar either.
It was also before, that wasn't during Kenan and Kel. That was after Kenan and Kel.
Oh, no, Kenan and Kel was way early on.
Yeah, that's what I was like. It was a lot earlier than Zoe 101.
That and like She's All That?
No, it was just All That.
It's All That.
Okay. Yeah, their SNL, like the sketch comedy. Yeah.
When Roundhouse didn't do what they wanted it to, and then they did All That.
I loved All That. I can go back and watch some of those skits now.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I love All That.
Yeah, I do too.
What time period was this? Good. Like what era?
That
what
was the
90s.
Like mid-90s?
Well,
yeah, 96.
All That was like mid-90s.
Okay,
the ones
so
I was
and it's
off
it's
2000.
First yep. It's first like 4 years were the good ones.
So
after that it's kind of like
If you want to know the differences between Shannon and the rest of the group, while they were watching
CNN.
I was watching Mr. Show with Bob and David. That was my sketch comedy. While you guys were watching All That. So I was watching like, you know, dildo jokes. And that's why I'm so screwed up in the head.
Well, see, in fairness, like...
I'm 30 years older than you guys.
No, you're not.
I'm actually 42.
Because, well, okay, like, in realness for the listeners, you're 34, right?
Yes.
All right. So yeah, you were 6 years older than me. So that means you would have been like in 1996.
I was 14.
Yeah. Yep. So like Bob and David may have made more sense to you than it would have to me or Mandy.
14 versus 8.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see you being real confused about the sex shop scene with the big black dildos.
However, all that was tailored towards us.
Uh-huh.
And like it also had stuff for older kids too, because I kept enjoying it, or like maybe it just got older with me. But either way, like I really, really enjoyed all that.
I liked all that a lot.
I don't remember it at all. I don't know why. I guess I just I don't remember it existing.
Like there's certain parts that stick out more than others.
Yeah,
I remember Amanda Bynes. Yeah. That's it.
Well, she came in later.
She
was like season like 3
but
or 4.
But did she like steal the show? And it pretty much became the Amanda Bynes show after that.
Unfortunately, because of her stupid Ask Ashley.
She was the Slimer of that show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Like, she was on a bunch of stuff, but yeah, like, Ask Ashley was really popular, and then she had another segment on there.
What was Ask Ashley?
It was this little girl that would answer fan mails, like, "Dear Ashley, my fish doesn't look too good after I take it for a walk." Well, stupid, don't take your freaking fish out for a walk. Leave it in the water.
That is so accurate. It's ridiculous.
That's scary.
Like, so accurate. Saw it in her sitting on her fucking bed. Reading the fucking thing.
Because she would go like full 180. And then as soon as she was done getting angry about the letter, she'd go back to
Ashley.
Yeah.
She'd go back into like the happy, cheery stuff.
And then we're surprised that Amanda Bynes went actually insane later.
And then you had like similar to that skit though was Lori Beth Denver.
Oh, yes.
Lori
Beth.
Yes. Yeah. Vital Information.
Vital Information.
Not to be offensive. Was she the bigger girl?
Yes.
Okay.
But
I think I may have seen that skit.
Yeah. She was so funny. Vital Information was a lot like that.
Yeah.
And like the stupid don't take your fish for a walk. Like she would just say shit like that that was super obvious. Like
in a straight
face. But
yeah,
she was deadpan it though.
Yeah, deadpan it the whole time. Because she would just go like, I can't even think of a good example. Like going with that one, like if you're taking your fish for a walk, your fish is probably dead.
Yeah.
Like shit like that.
See, I find that funnier.
Like, yeah. Vital information was hilarious.
Yeah, Ask Ashley was not funny.
No.
Like for the record, like every time that bit came on, I was like, oh my god, it's Ask Ashley.
Well, you didn't, but I'm sure a lot of people did because
a lot of people liked
Amanda Bynes was the star of the show.
Downside is like in later seasons, one of the Pete, like the younger Pete from Pete,
he took over Vital Information.
He took over Vital Information,
oh,
and
right.
he went Chris Farley on it.
Yeah.
Like, okay, like, Fatty Falls Down Chris Farley or awkward?
A little of all of the above.
Yeah, like, he was like, trying,
I mean,
he was doing his best.
He literally had a skit called Fat Cop.
Yeah, he did. And he put on put on a fat suit.
And he'd always have, like, food and stuff with him constantly and be bumbling over everything.
Yep. Oh, my God. You guys should have watched Mr. Show with Bob and Dave.
Do you guys remember the episode where Fat Cop showed up on Kenan's show?
Oh, of, Randy.
Randy,
because it used to be Randy and Mandy, but then Mandy isn't on the show anymore.
Yes.
Fat Cop shows up. And their thing was chocolate.
So, yeah, Kenan's thing was, like, on the show, Randy, like, cooking with Randy or something like that.
He was chocolate on everything.
Literally everything.
Oh, my God.
Chris Farley actually made an appearance on that
once.
And he
put ketchup on everything. Yeah.
I actually saw that. I saw that picture. And I didn't think it was real.
No, it's legit.
Yeah.
Cause hilariously, like I watched an interview a little while back cause they did like the 10-year reunion.
That was great. All the little spots
they
did.
Yeah.
And, they were talking about, like, somebody asked him, like, what was it like to work with Chris Farley? And Keenan was like, what do you think it was like to work with Chris Farley? He was a legend.
Yeah.
Like the man was just amazing.
But did they know that at the time?
Yeah.
Well,
and he
like broke a bunch of stuff on that set that wasn't supposed to be broken. So as they're falling on actual like broken glass and stuff during the skit cause he was just breaking everything.
And one of the things that he mentioned, like, they told him not to mess up the cake because they brought out this like super nice, huge, expensive, like chocolate with extra chocolate cake. And like Chris Farley, well, they were supposed to do something with it, but he's like, don't mess up the cake because, you know, in case we need to reshoot it. And Chris Farley's like, yeah, I got you. They only did one take where this is going. Yeah, he poured ketchup all over it, and then like he just like fell into it, knocked it over. Like it was, oh my god, it was
Fatty
funny.
Falls down, everyone goes home happy. That was
pretty much
that was his rule.
But it wasn't just Fatty Falls Down, everybody goes home happy. It was like there's this huge mess everywhere. There was ketchup and chocolate and everything. It was so gross but funny.
Yep.
Oh, God.
I wish I had a childhood.
You did. Yours was just bleaker.
Mine was Meet the Press and Mr. Show. It gave me a healthy sense of humor, though.
There you go.
Healthy in the sense that it's very easy to piss people off. And that comes in handy
in my day-to-day life. I really want to piss someone off.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I loved all that. Like, that mm-hmm. show was my jam. Like, yes. That and then Keenan and Kel came later.
See, I couldn't get behind Keenan and Kel. But I think that's because I never really liked the Good Burger skits. And they all kind of tied together.
Ouch. Every time I call Jackson, fucking Zach answers with, thank you for calling Good Burger.
Can I take your order?
I mean, the only thing out of Keenan and Kel that I liked is they loves orange soda.
Who loves orange soda? Kel loves orange soda. Is it true?
I don't know what you're saying.
I do.
Yeah. How do you all know this?
Keenan and Kel, man. And it was kind of like, cause it, like, Kel wasn't as dumb as he is in Good Burger.
Yeah.
So, like, that helped. But yeah, Keenan worked at this grocery store, like this little, grocery store.
It was like convenience store.
So this wasn't a skit show.
No, this was a full-on sitcom.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And they would start every show with, like, they would come out in front of a live audience, like in front of a curtain.
Oh, yeah.
And they would do their little announcement. And then they always ended Keenan and Kel with, they had an idea, but, Kel was gonna need this, and this, and he had to meet him. Or no, Keenan needed this, and this, and Kel needed to meet him here.
Yeah.
And then, like, Kel would always just go, what? An elephant? Peanut butter? Why? Ah, here it goes. Yeah. And that's how it ended.
Yeah. It was beautiful.
I loved Keenan and Kel.
And as a child, I just only got orange Snoop Dogg soda. Doing it was theme. Even better. Because you're like, I love orange soda too. I got you.
Yeah.
I know.
So yeah, and it was just their misadventures, in the convenience store. And like, they went other places too, but
I remember one where like, they ended up in like a creepy mansion. And it was like really dark and it was like a scary episode of something.
You sure you weren't watching Are You Afraid
of the
Dark?
It could have been, but I swear it was with Keenan and Kel.
It may have been. I don't remember.
I don't remember Are You Afraid of the Dark.
I didn't watch. Oh, I loved Are You Afraid of the Dark.
I didn't watch a lot of it.
I remember Goosebumps. That's the only thing I remember.
Are You Afraid of the Dark is better.
Oh, everything's always better when you...
No, it's better.
Yeah, because, yeah, Are You Afraid of the Dark was just great. Like, okay, they had some just truly, like, scary episodes.
What time period was this?
Early mid-90s.
So while you guys were watching that, I was watching Tales from the Crypt.
Yes.
I also watched Tales from the Crypt.
I did not because that little guy creeped me out.
Yeah, I loved the Crypt Keeper. I love Tales from the Crypt.
That was the only part of the show I couldn't watch. I think I've said this before, is whenever the intro would happen. You've seen Tales from the Crypt, Mandy?
Nope.
So they start the show off by they lead you into this mansion, this old creepy mansion, and this first person, and then you go down these stairs, and then you go to a coffin, and he pops out of the coffin and laughs.
And he's just this skeleton.
Now looking back
at him, he's like, how was I scared of that?
Yeah, but at the time, whenever that would happen, I would cover my eyes. I could not watch him popping out of the coffin. Scared the hell out of me. Creeped me out.
It probably creeped me out then.
It was an HBO show too, so it was full of nudity and violence. I mean, I would
change the channel when the cartoon version came on Saturday.
Because it ended up being on some other channel. It wasn't like just on the movie channels.
They syndicated it.
Okay. So that's where I watched it.
Yeah, they put it on Fox. Oh, so you watched the edited versions. You watched it without the nudity and gore.
I changed the channel and just edited.
The Crypt Keeper.
Yeah, that's the Crypt Keeper. It looks really familiar, but I don't recall the show. But that guy looks familiar.
Yeah.
He was really, like, popular in the 90s because, like, everybody liked Tales from the Crypt.
It was a good show. It was brilliant.
Yeah, so I guess I didn't know there was, like, an unedited version. Like, I just watched whatever.
Yeah, because it was on HBO.
Oh.
But then they put it over on other channels and they cut out, like I said, all the violence and the gore and the cursing. So I started watching it on Fox and then I found out later that it was on HBO and then I watched those episodes. I was like, those are breasts. I haven't seen too many of them.
I might have to look that up because, like, not because of the breasts, obviously. The breasts. I have the internet for that.
Yes, you do, buddy.
But no, just because, like, you know, like, it sounds more interesting. Like, I'd like to see the original writing as opposed to the, like, just edited version.
Yeah,
because
there's so much they cut out of those, you know, to make it not.
Yeah, I mean, if it aired on, because I believe that it was on Fox, because that was one of the channels I got
at, like,
kid,
midnight.
So. Like, I mean, I remember watching it at, like, 11 in the morning.
Saturday afternoons, because as soon as he popped on the screen, I changed the channel.
Because, yeah, I think he came on, like, so yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah, he came on after Saturday morning cartoons.
I would switch back over to ABC.
Because I kept watching.
And watch the Saturday afternoon movie or whatever that came on.
Now, I did watch Saturday morning cartoons.
I did, too.
Yep. Ninja Turtles.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Cadillacs and Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
You sure you're not thinking of dinosaurs?
No, Cadillacs and Dinosaurs. You don't remember Cadillacs and Dinosaurs? Oh, really?
I remember Dink the Dinosaur and Dinosaucers.
Dink the Dinosaucer.
Yes. And Denver the Last Dinosaur.
I remember Denver. John Denver.
These were before my time of Saturday morning cartoons.
All right. I'm now looking up Cadillacs and Dinosaurs to make sure
I'm... Addams Family cartoon and Bump in the Night and Reboot and...
You know what the best show is? What's Legends that? Of the Hidden Temple.
Temple, yes.
And I'm still forever sad that I never got to do
okay,
it.
Okay, Cadillacs and Dinosaurs supposed to come out this year, if I'm remembering right. I'm sorry. Really? It's a game. Nope, it was a TV show. It was a TV show.
Did you make up your mind?
It was a TV show.
Did you ever watch Legends of the Hidden Temple?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the one with the...
They had to get those three pieces, and you're like, why the fuck can you not put that last piece in? You are killing me, man.
So, okay.
No, they'd always put the middle piece on wrong.
Yeah.
And that's why
I remember you
work.
Told me the story behind it, but as a child, you're like,
no, yeah, watching it, there's a story.
Yeah.
Well, sort of. Like, well, watching it from a third person, like, you've seen, like, if you've ever watched Legend of the Hidden Temple, the very last thing they have to do is put the monkey together.
Yeah.
And it looks like the easiest thing ever.
Right.
Because it's only three pieces. Yeah. It's a monkey. You put the feet, the body, and the head,
yeah.
and you're done. So, like, there was somebody on Reddit that was like, all right, so I was in that show, and let me tell you about the monkey. And I guess, like, it was something to do with, like, by the time you got to the monkey, you were crazy stressed out because they actually didn't, like, film this live. This was all edited together. Pre-shot, edited together. They had already been doing, like, they would do, like, basically an entire season in, like, a week.
Yeah.
Dang.
Oh.
And they would just bring everybody in to do it. So, by the time you got done with that, like, you'd been doing a bunch of reshoots because it was, like, scripted, like, how the ending was going to be and everything, too.
Oh. So.
Wait, the show
me?
Was scripted? Like, the winners were scripted?
That stinks.
It was all
You just broke Mandy's childhood.
Illusion.
I didn't want to know that part.
So, so basically, you know, after all the reshoots, after all the reshoots and everything else, like, they were really stressed out by the time they got to the monkey, and then they were trying to, like, fill, like, or take extra time. And they needed to take extra time with the monkey because they're like, oh God, I'm finishing too quickly and I don't want to shoot this again.
Every time you say
head first.
Every time you say the monkey, I just think of Chappelle. Show him the monkey.
Oh, I love Chappelle's show too. That was another really good one.
Well, yeah, of course it was. So Dave Chappelle showed up at a Ohio, this is a true story. I just saw this on CNN or it's fake. I can't tell. He showed up at a town hall in Ohio because that's where he moved to after he went crazy in 2006 to talk about police-like reforms. He was there talking, just randomly talking about this stuff because that's where he lives and he doesn't want to get shot. Jesse, you said you watched Ultimate Beastmaster.
Yes.
So, I don't know. Talking about Legend of the Hidden Temple makes me think of Ultimate Beastmaster.
Oh, not
so. No. Oh, God.
So this, you know, you remember Ninja Warrior?
Yes.
That we used to watch like all the time.
Yes.
Like every time it came on.
This is what you guys were watching when I came in the other
week.
Okay.
Oh, you guys were watching it here?
Yeah. Like, cause it was the first Sunday after it came out. Like I was watching it over in the radio station. And, then I came over here and like Mandy was just, really wanting to watch more and we were waiting on Lindsay to come in. And yeah, so
it's a good show.
It's really good.
That's all I wanted to say about it. Other than that, I don't like the announcers other than Terry Crews.
Wait, you don't like the Koreans?
No, they annoy me the most.
I love the Koreans.
Take it back.
I can't. The Brazilians annoy me.
Yeah,
well, all of them are annoying except Terry Crews because he can flex his pecs when he's excited.
Well, because I didn't like the other English voice caster. I don't remember her name, but I didn't like her at all because it seemed like she was trying to keep up with Terry Crews's comedy and just fantastic Terry Crews stylings and couldn't do it.
What's Terry Crews?
He's Doomfist. You can't keep up with Terry Crews.
Yeah.
He
should be Doomfist.
National treasure.
So we and Bob watched the first episode. We haven't watched any of it since and I didn't know if you wanted to watch it.
Did
you like Ninja Warrior?
Yes.
It's basically Ninja Warrior but harder.
Okay.
It's nuts.
And the only thing I don't like about the show, and I don't know if you guys don't like this either, is that they cut so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, here's our fourth competitor who's already on the fifth thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like, well, he blew through that one, so we're just going
to
move past it.
I would like to actually see somebody blow through it.
Yeah.
Because, like, then I'd be like, holy shit.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Because,
how you do that?
I will say, I think.
He's Korean.
Like, the very last episode, they don't cut much. Because that's when they get, like, all of the winners back.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I don't think they cut much of that one.
So it's just the zipping through to get to the finals. Mm-hmm.
Which I understand because there's a bunch of people that
compete. Yeah, there's 12 people in each episode.
And Bob and I watched it and he was pretty excited about it because he liked Ninja Warrior except how stupid it could be. You know, like the old man, the old octopus guy would always come out and try to do it. He was like 72.
Yeah.
And fail on the first thing.
Uh-huh.
Or the guy would come out dressed up like Superman or something. It was just kind of silly.
And yeah, this one, like, there is one guy that's kind of dressed silly, but most people are there, like, to legitimately compete.
Yeah.
And, I'm not gonna spoil it, but there is, in one episode, someone from, like, a Ninja Warrior champion comes to compete, like, from Japan on the show.
Ooh.
Does he do well?
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
No.
Does he? So the first episode we watched, I thought it was kind of silly because the guy that won, the Korean, I don't remember his name.
Was that the ice climber guy?
He was the ice climber.
Yeah.
Like he's world champion ice climber like for 2 years.
He gets to the mag wall and you're just like, oh my God.
But the thing is like, who did he go against? Who was his biggest competition? Just an 18-year-old college student
from
Germany.
Though.
Yeah.
No, yeah, this dude, like, no, this kid was crazy though. In his spare time, he went up to the mountains and decided to do flips and shit.
Yeah.
Kind of close to the edge, not like the middle.
He's like, I'm just gonna go do, like, I see these scrubs doing parkour in the city. Nah, fuck that. Yeah. I'm going to a mountain.
And he did the last tower climbing in bare feet.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So the guy's like, oh, I'm a champion ice climber. What's this guy? Ah, he's a college student. He's rich. He goes up to the mountain sometimes and flips.
He's like, and he's running through this faster than everybody else? Yeah.
Evil German.
Yeah.
All those Germans.
Yeah,
the, sorry, Lindsay. Nine.
It's a very Irish table we got here.
I mean, I'm sorry. I've got German heritage.
Bye-bye now.
Oh, no. Snippity snap. That's going to be my new tagline. Every time something good happens, just snippity snap.
Firecrack.
But yeah, no, that's, it's a great show. It's a whole lot of fun to watch. And yeah, watching the, like, the champion ice climber because nobody else, like, because he's one of the last ones to go.
Oh, don't tell me that. Cause I don't want to, I mean, I didn't think he was going to win.
In the first episode.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like through the tournament.
No.
Like, as a turn.
Pretty cool.
He gets his turn.
In the
last.
First episode. Yeah. In the first round of the first episode.
Yeah. I don't understand it because he wins the first contest. He won it and still got second place because the other guy, like, failed
guy got
faster.
He did it faster. So he got.
He got the same amount of points, apparently.
Because he got the point boosters.
Right.
Yeah.
That sucks. Cause like, I won. The other guy didn't finish, but he's in first.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
I did the dance. You have to watch it with a person, though, so you guys are both like,
oh, we were.
Didn't do that?
Yeah, me and Bob were doing that. Like, when they did the, it was called, like, the energy coils.
Oh, my God. They end up turning those into padding. Like, they end up making them padded
so
later.
They were doing the contest as it was going. There was, like, a lot of people coming up with broken ribs on this show.
Because there was one girl that, like, did it, like, as soon as she landed, she got out, and she already had, like, this giant, like, bruise.
Melt.
Like, her entire upper thigh was bruised. And every single person that ran into him, you could hear it.
Yeah.
She goes,
this is a clang.
It's like, oh. Ooh. Like, yeah, if they didn't have a clean landing on it, no.
Oh, that show was brutal.
But yeah, that 18-year-old German kid, though, that just, like...
Simon Bruner. I remember his name.
Yeah.
Like, evil
man. He just standing jump, just like, bleep,
to
the next one.
And then there's the one thruster when you're like flying by in the zip line.
And he just kicks
throw
it.
Your shin. But yeah, that's a metal thing. So if you hit it with your shin, like, ow.
Yeah. Yeah. And because I don't think anybody gets that point booster for a long time.
Like, oh, well, Bruner does.
Yeah, Bruner does.
Like the one where you fly by it.
Yeah. Bruner was the only one that got it.
He was like the only one, though.
Whenever they were doing that one, was it like to the side or was it up and down? Do you remember?
When it goes,
when he's going across on the zip line,
I don't remember.
Somebody hit that one.
I just remember him sticking his foot out and kicking it. He was the only one that did.
Maybe
maybe that was the beam one and he has to pull.
Yeah, like in the brain matter where he has to pull himself up and he kicks it. Or
no, this one he was flying by.
Yeah,
I was there.
Okay, I thought so.
Because I want to say like in the earlier parts of the season, like that point booster. Well, nobody hits it, but it's weird because that point booster is actually like the. I want to say early in the season, it's side to side. So if you're running by, you can just kick it and go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause I know for sure, like in later episodes, it's up and down.
No, it was up and down.
Okay, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I need to go back and watch it, maybe.
Because I thought, like.
I wouldn't bet my reputation on this one. You know, normally I'll tell you, I know for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know this one for sure.
Cause if he got it, then throughout the entire the entire first season, only one person gets it other than him.
Wow.
And so many
Everyone
people try
that one.
So.
Yeah, he is.
Go Korea.
Spoiler alert, he loses the first one.
Yeah. Good. He's German. Sorry, Lindsay.
I want to
What?
There is
Tonight's show brought to you by Villainous Grounds in Perryville, Missouri.
I'm not understanding this connection.
There is one country that doesn't make it, like doesn't have anybody in the last episode.
Oh, yeah, because in the first episode, like, the last American goes, just Terry Crews is like, oh.
Yeah, you're always sad when the American. Germany.
USA! Yeah. USA!
Yeah, it's always sad when the
American. Is it Japan?
I'm not going to say who
what
it is.
What episode? Are you talking about the end of the season? Mm-hmm. I will shut up because I haven't.
Yeah, so I said I'm not going to spoil it.
I want to know who the ultimate Beastmaster is.
Go watch it. We're not talking
it
about
it. It was an impressive
show.
Run. I'm going to message Stallone. I will say the guy that wins it all, like his final run, he gets everything. All the point boosters, all the bonus points. Yeah. Like, dude just slaughters
it's
that
course.
It's
the same course, right? So they've done it once already.
So he goes for the last, yeah, for the last round, they make it a lot harder, though.
Yeah.
Like, and you guys will have to see it, because it's awesome.
I
really, like, yeah, I binge-watched it, because it was so good. I enjoyed the shit out of that show.
I have breaking news.
What's that?
South Korea has removed its president amidst a scandal.
Uh-oh.
Dang.
What?
South Korea removed its president. That's good, it's South Korea. If it was North Korea, they removed their presidents in different ways.
No, they don't remove their president.
They have a dictator.
They have a dictator. Yeah. Kim Jong-un is not going to go without, like, he ain't going to go. Somebody's going to have to assassinate him.
I really wanted to talk about Trump tonight, but I'm not going to. But I really wanted to because I haven't had a chance to talk about this wiretapping thing. And can we just talk about it for just a second?
Yeah.
No. Just a second. And then Lindsay.
Well, Mandy said no.
I said okay.
She said okay. She said no, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. She said Boo Earns.
They're all saying Boo Earns.
Then I'll turn the floor over to Lindsay, who has important news.
I do.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I was bullshitting. Okay, cool.
Well, it's important to me.
if you missed it, Mr. Trump.
President Trump.
Mr. Trump.
You're a dumb one, Mr. Trump. So he tweeted out that he literally said, I just found out Obama wiretapped my phone to Trump Tower during the election. Bad, sick guy and all this. And I guess this finally is the one that you realize you can't just say anything you want and not expect repercussions. Because here's the situation Donald Trump is in now. Either he's lying and Obama didn't do it, and now you just accuse the former president of something illegal? Or he's telling the truth, and his campaign was doing something so illegal that Obama wiretapped him. He is fucked one way or the other, and I can't... The only way this is going to go away is if people stop paying attention, and that's what I'm afraid of.
No.
Is that... Because even Senator Lindsey Graham, the Southern dandy, said that he will subpoena the Department of Justice and the FBI to find out what happened. He wants to know. And he's a Republican. He's a top Republican. Mm-hmm. Mitch McConnell wants to know. Everyone wants to know. So unless people just stop looking and go, well, what's the newest stupid thing he's done?
Yeah.
This could be the thing that really ruins Trump completely. I'm hoping.
Because the president doesn't have the power. Well, Pence is better than Trump.
Anything's better than Trump.
Like, Pence is bad, but Pence is better than Trump.
Maybe he'll fuck up too.
Maybe the
entire
campaign.
Administration.
Right? Yeah. Oh. Oh, Christmas will come early this Saturday to Cape Girardeau. 30-degree weather, ice and snow.
18. It'll be 18 degrees on Saturday.
Please don't tell me that.
I like my weather like I like my women.
Well, it's going
to
be...
It's supposed to be cold, but we're doing that scavenger hunt, which is out in Jackson.
We've got ice threats.
Yeah. We're going to... Yeah, it's supposed
tornadoes
to be...
tonight.
Yeah.
Tornadoes tonight, ice on Saturday. Fuck you, Missouri. Right. Go home, God. You're drunk and non-existent.
But...
Oh!
Anyway, it's fine. Because importantly with that whole wiretapping thing, the president doesn't have the authority to wiretap someone.
No, unless he did it super illegally.
Yes.
Like that would legitimately be on Obama, and that would be a terrible thing that he did.
Yes.
If he did that. But the odds of him actually having done that are slim.
Right. But if there was a wiretap put on Trump Tower, or like on the phones in Trump Tower, it would have had to have been done by a federal judge.
There would have to be a warrant issued. There would have to be evidence to suggest that something was going on that they needed to tap.
Yeah.
So if that was the case, that a federal judge did it, then yeah, Trump's in real deep water.
Did he just like say that? Or what was
the... Well, the big thing is, I don't know if it was Breitbart or if it was, Levin TV, I think it was what it was. This crazy right-wing conservative nut who said, Trump Tower, he just made it up basically.
Okay.
And then Trump, of course, saw it and said, well, that doesn't make sense. I'm going to tweet about it. And here we are now. So we'll keep your eyes open
Trump
on that.
Trump doesn't have to keep his mouth shut.
Good. This should be the thing. Like, finally, are they finally going to get pissed and go, oh, fuck this guy?
Yeah.
Because to be fair, fuck this guy. Because
Trump, I feel like he really would, if he wasn't, you know, this evil billionaire, he would be that grandpa that sends you those forwards.
Oh, God.
like all of them. Like he would also be like he'd finally be on Facebook. He'd be the one copy pasting the status.
Well, because he doesn't want to have to pay for Facebook anymore.
Right. Yeah. No, he wants to keep his Facebook free.
That's a verifiable fact. Hunter Hendricks has exposed that on his show.
So yeah, like he'd want to keep his Facebook free. So he'd share that comment. He also wouldn't want Facebook to steal his information. So he'd share that comment.
Yeah.
And I do not authorize Facebook to use them.
Yep. And posting it in that status, that's what stops it from happening.
You know, Trump reminds me of the guy of the drug dealer who gets his weed stolen and calls the cops to report it.
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah.
He's not bright is what I'm trying to say. Okay. No. That's all I'm going to say about it. I hope more happens because I really want to talk about it. I really want Trump to fail. I don't want America to fail. I don't want the Republican Party to fail.
I just want Trump to fail. No, because at this point, like, have you seen, like, this ridiculous healthcare proposal they've
That's a whole other show. Oh yeah, but God, to be fair, right now, as of right now, and this will change, but as of right now, most Republicans are against it. Donald Trump is in full sell mode right now from all reports. He is trying to tell everyone in this Republican thing that they don't have enough votes to pass it. And if they don't pass it, there will be hell to pay come midterms.
He's going to blame the Democrats.
So he's really trying to push it. But most Republicans, even the Tea Party leaders, are against it. No one likes it. Ann Coulter, who could be the Crypt Keeper, is against it. So, you know, it'll change. They'll be for it in the end. But right now, at least the Republicans have a shred of credibility. That'll go away. Lindsay, I'm going to stop talking about it. What did you have to say? That's so exciting.
Hey, Jesse, guess what happens in September?
What?
Voltron season 3.
That's so much sooner than I expected.
I know, right?
Because the last one was a year.
I'm with you, Mandy. Hi.
Oh, that's exciting. You guys, it's on Netflix. You guys should watch it. It's so good.
Voltron. I mean, I watched part of it when she watches it.
It's so good.
You've seen the new Voltron?
I've seen that it's on Netflix.
Oh,
yeah, I've seen it. Oh, you watched it? No, I saw that it was there.
I think actually I asked Mike if he wanted to watch that instead of whatever.
You need to watch it.
Dumb show we're on. Storybots.
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 It's
how old is Mikey?
6.
All right, I will lend you Mr. Show.
It's about the right
start
age.
Watching it now. By the time he's 15, he can be a little douchebag.
No.
No, okay.
Mandy doesn't want that.
No. None of us want that.
No.
He's such a cutie. And I don't like kids, but he's a cute kid.
He is a cute kid.
Yeah. That's exciting. Voltron season 6.
3.
9?
3. It's granted, it's only another 13 episodes, and I will be done with it in a day and a half.
I was going to say, hopefully it's... Oh, it's so. I know you're about to bring up the same thing I was.
But the non-confirmed part is that sometime this month, 10 classic Voltron episodes are supposed to get put up on Netflix.
But you don't want
to
watch that.
I'm going to anyways. It's going to be terrible, but I'm going to. And closer to September, they're supposed to be putting out extra stuff from season 2. Like, I don't know whether they're interviews or bonuses or whatever.
Oh, that must be nice.
But that's, yeah.
Now, Mandy, you and Jesse were both going to say the same thing. I want to know what it is.
We watched a show called The Seven Deadly Sins, and it was really, really good. And they were like...
It's an anime.
Okay.
And they're like, hey, season 2's coming out.
That's the Netflix original one.
Yeah.
I saw the picture for that.
And they're like, yeah, second season. Yeah. No. It's 4 fucking episodes.
It's the OVA.
That are, yeah.
I mean,
not even.
I feel your pain because, you know, if we talk about it here, I'm a big Bob and Dave fan. And they announced the Bob and Dave.
4 episodes.
4 episodes.
That's
I was like,
not
that's
a season.
It?
That's
not a season.
A season at all.
That's a teaser.
That's like, I'm putting out a new CD, but it's actually an EP.
It's
you
2 songs.
Yeah, no.
JR.
Hey, I like them.
I do too.
They
you're
give
a,
me business.
You're in a C. Yes. Great band.
Yeah.
Great. So yeah, no, because it was just awful for the, okay, Seven Deadly Sins, the first season has like, oh, what is it, like 20 something episodes, like 23 episodes?
I think 23.
Yeah, so the first season has 23 episodes.
That's
and they,
surprising for a Netflix series.
Yeah, because it was an anime already done like for, I think, Koei Animation.
Okay.
And then Netflix picked it up instead of, you know, the normal Funimation.
Gotcha.
And Netflix did the dub for it and posted it. So they had, it was 23 episodes as a full anime. And then I get an email alert. That's like Seven Deadly Sins season 2 arriving next week. And I'm pumped. Me and Mandy I text Mandy immediately like, oh my God.
Insta-rection.
I just got this alert.
Yeah.
And like, I am ready.
Your body.
My body was too ready because on the day it released, I looked at it and they're like, season 2 available now. New episodes. There were 4 new episodes. Mm-hmm. They were 23 minutes a pop. And yeah, it was the OVAs.
That's not a season.
That's kind of how I'm feeling about Bravest Warriors season 3 and their little app that you now have to use to watch it. This came out in what, January? Is that when I made you get me the app for it?
Yeah.
It's been 3 months. I can watch the first 3 episodes. Because I'm not paying for their service.
Clearly, you don't love Catbug enough.
I love Catbug, but Catbug has only shown up once in these 3 episodes.
Oh, the sons of bitches. The sons of bitches. We're still waiting on House or High School of the Dead season 2.
I know, right?
Did that ever come out?
No.
Oh, that's cold.
I mean, I finished reading the manga, and it also just kind of stopped.
You don't like bullet boob time?
Okay, the first like 3 episodes of High School of the Dead
until
were great.
It got all sexy. Then, then it got stupid.
They went.
Full fan service.
Full.
Have you seen the show, Mandy?
No. There's 24 episodes, by the way.
24 episodes? Okay.
But it starts off really good. Starts off really good. Yeah. It's a good anime about zombies. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the 5th episode, they decide to go back to one of their houses, and then it's all underwear and breasts, and
the girl
has an orgasm by killing zombies. It's pretty silly.
It goes from cool, like, zombies, zombie, like, horror survival action anime to full-on, like, harem shonen anime.
It's 180. Complete 180. We were all surprised.
Like, one episode, like, it literally, in the time of an episode, there was no subtle transition. It was just, like, killing zombies, blood, action, boobies.
There's a part literally, where the guy shoots a bullet, and as this girl's, like, moving around, one of her boobs goes up, and the other goes down, so the bullet can pass between them to kill the zombie.
Yeah. Yep.
It is bad.
It is so bad.
But we stuck through it and watched it.
I finished reading the manga to see if it went anywhere. It didn't. It just stopped.
That saddens me.
Because, the girl that was dating, like, she was like this super badass samurai chick. Then the first few episodes, she's just like cutting down zombies left and right because she's like the president of the fencing club.
And then she ends up in just an apron and a lacy thong.
Yep.
High schooler. Japan.
Yep.
That's what they do over there.
Yeah. So, because she needed to get to the zombies, but they needed to be shooting. So she was dodging bullets from her own side.
With her boobs?
Yeah, like, and the bullet was traveling between her boobs.
Man, how do you, like, do that?
Oh, my God.
That's nuts. Talent.
It's so bad.
That's all I want to talk about.
Yeah, so boobs. No, they're...
You broke... Well, yeah, I'd love to talk about those. Jesse, you said I can find those on the internet?
Yes. If you Google just keyword boobs, you'll get plenty of hits.
Okay, Google. Boobs.
Well, while he's looking at
Google boobs.
I've finally been binging Young Justice.
Yes!
Oh my God. Yeah, you told me you watched the first few episodes.
Zatanna's already in the group.
So you're in the second series.
Yeah. I told you I've been binging.
Good. It's so good.
I've been watching, Morning Joe.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
It's a news show that tells about all the stupid things that Trump's been doing.
It's one of the CNN talk shows.
Okay. No, MSNBC.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I miss my childhood.
I mean, like, you so
actually,
you,
this is my childhood.
So you miss your old news shows?
Yeah, I miss Tim Russert.
I mean, you get to pick what you do with your time.
Yeah, but at this point, I'm so far into like adult life. It's weird. Like, I actually get a sick joy out of politics now. And
I mean,
like,
I'm glad that you do, because it keeps me up to date on stuff.
Yeah, but it's real biased.
I mean, I
you know what? I'm fine with that.
I enjoy.
Have you seen
politics.
The alternative?
The alt-right?
Ooh.
The alt-right facts, yeah.
Alt-right facts. No, I really enjoy politics. I love talking about politics. I love ingesting politics.
But you like to balance your life with fun things.
I do.
What do I do that's fun? I do something fun, right?
Play Zelda.
I play Zelda, but do I watch anything fun?
You go to wrestling shows?
Oh, It's Always Sunny. So we watched the final episode today.
I haven't watched any of
this. Well, no, hear me
season.
Out, because apparently there's only like 8 episodes in this season.
What?
Yeah. Oh.
I was about to say this felt like really quick. Maybe it's a mid-season finale?
No, this is the season finale, and I can't tell you what happens because it is a huge spoiler.
What do not tell me. I want to watch
this
it.
This is season like 12, I think.
Something
okay.
like
I'm
that.
I'm on 10.
But so. This changes the entire show completely.
Is
Frank
another
dies.
Season coming?
No, Frank does not die. There is another season coming, but someone might not be coming back.
Well, that can't be.
I will not say anything else. Lindsay, you want to watch it tonight?
Yes.
Okay, we'll just skip ahead and we'll marathon it when we get home.
Okay.
How about that?
Because we only
have
D.
We have like what 5 episodes left. I won't say anything. Are you caught up?
No, I haven't watched any of this season.
Oh, really? Do you have Sling, right?
No. Remember, I canceled it immediately because
All right. So if you get a chance, watch it. It's a good season.
I do have FX now.
Like, okay. I've got there you go. Yeah. Watch it on there. Yeah. Cause it's a great season. I need to talk to Asa because I think he's caught up with it too, but it was legitimately shocking what happened. And we were like, holy shit. I went and looked it up and I'm like, it says season finale. I was like, oh, well, that explains it. But damn, like that.
Now I got to binge watch faster.
Yeah, you do.
You do. Cause this is pretty crazy. All right. That's all I'll say. We got 2 minutes left. Does anybody have anything else that they want to add to the time?
I'm really excited to watch Doctor Strange and Moana.
Yes, yay. Moana.
I really like Dr. Moana.
You're welcome.
Yeah, the music in that movie is so good.
I love bigger, chubbier Rock.
Yes.
With a fro.
Did you watch Central Intelligence?
Not yet. I saw you had that.
Yeah, I've got that if you want to borrow that.
That's
too.
The one with Kevin Hart, right?
Yes.
Where it takes a big Johnson and a little Hart. Did you get that?
The Honest trailer for Moana is pretty good, too.
I like the Honest trailer for that.
Because, all right, if you'd watch it.
I don't think I've watched
I said I need to see
yet.
It.
I'll show it to you. It's
all right. Jesse's a loser and hasn't seen it.
You and I are together on this one.
Okay. Look, I'll just say this. Moana was good, but I didn't think it was as good as, like, MC said. MC saw it, like, 3 times in one day. Like, I thought it was good, but it really felt like... It just felt like, all right, girl wants to go out. Now she's out. 45 minutes later, she won. And I was like, well, what else happened? Nothing.
You gotta enjoy the journey, man.
Yeah, and the chicken.
I loved the chicken.
Yeah.
Alan Tudyk is just, oh my God.
The chicken made the movie for me.
So good.
Yeah.
And I mean,
the chicken lives.
I loved Maui.
Yeah.
Like, that was the Rock's character.
I know. Yeah, okay. I'm wearing his necklace.
The grandma was cool.
Yeah.
Ghost Mall.
I have Moana's necklace at home.
I want to be the village crazy
crystal thing.
You have the blue. I have Maui.
Yes. I was looking that up earlier and I was like, she didn't really have the Maui hook.
Well, this is because.
It's from Hawaii.
Yeah. Allie's mom went to Hawaii and was like, do you want anything? I was like, give me something special. And I think this was before the movie came out.
It was. I remember because I remember seeing it.
Yeah. And I was just like, give me something that really represents Hawaii. Cause I don't like expensive things, but I like stuff you can't get anywhere else.
Yeah.
Like when we went to Pennsylvania, Lindsay, you remember I got like those little collectibles from like, the oil fields and stuff we went to. I just like that kind of stuff. So she got me this necklace. It's the Maui, the hook.
Yeah.
And I still wear it. I'm not Hawaiian in any way.
I mean, it's cool though. Like, cause I mean, Maui.
It's cool except for when it, like, she hugged me the other day and it hooked her hair.
I couldn't get it out.
Yeah. And it hooks my lip. Like if I jump, it'll like catch my lip. And this damn thing is sharp.
We're just waiting to like draw blood. It hasn't happened yet, but.
All right. Well, no, it did because it scraped my hand. Anyway.
Now that I know we match necklaces.
Yeah. You can lead me on a journey to save the world.
Sweet.
Yes. Now you need a chicken. Who would you like to designate as your chicken?
Stephen Bright.
Stephen Bright. Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. All right. We're going to get out of here, guys. We'll be back on Sunday with Nerd Up.
Yep.
Cool. All right. We'll see you guys then. You know the plugs. Oh, why not? Go to Podzilla1985.com and listen to the old episodes. Go to Facebook.com/Podzilla1985. Give us a like. Interact with us. We like to be interacted with.
Yes.
You can also go to Redbubble.com. Look for Podzilla1985. For now, we are working on some other ideas, maybe. You can buy some of that.
Cheaper shirts.
Yeah. Buy some of that sweet, expensive Podzilla merchandise. Thank you, Press Start to Join Show.
I love my baseball tee.
And last but not least, please go to patreon.com/podzilla1985. Support us. We love the support. We're always doing big things and we need money for it. If anything you will throw up to us is a much, much, much appreciated.
Yes. And if you just give us a dollar, your name will be on our website forever.
And that's a list, baby.
That's a list.
You can make the list.
Yep.
Okay.
It's a good list, not a bad list.
Well,
who knows what could happen if we made a big one day.
Anyway. We'll be out of here. We'll see you guys on Sunday. Have a great night and stay out of ice apocalypse this weekend. Mandy, take us out.
Oh, bye.